radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Hi, everyone. It's Rich Gasway. I'm the host of the Leaders Toolbox at firehouse.com. And we're fast approaching the Fire EMS and Safety Week 2009. And I'd like to talk with you a little bit about firefighter accountability. But I don't want to talk about firefighter accountability from the perspective of, as you would think of it, as accounting for your crews and your crew safety. While that's important, I want to talk about firefighter accountability from the perspective of what it means to the fire ground commander's situation awareness by knowing where their crews are and what they're doing. To be able to do this, I want to tell you a little bit about how your situation awareness is formed. Situation awareness is formed at three levels. At the first level, it's called the perception phase of situation awareness. Perception phase is where you gather the clues and the cues of the things that are happening around you to help you understand what is going on. You'd look at things like, you know, smoke and fire conditions and building construction and the signs that there might be somebody home and construction and decomposition as a result of the fire. You'd gather these clues and cues as you do your 360 size up. The second level of situation awareness is the comprehension phase. In the comprehension phase, this is where you take the clues and the cues that you gathered in the first part and you put them together, you chunk them together, and they start to mean something. So in the comprehension phase, you take the clues and the cues that you processed at the first level, and you make some meaning about what is going on. At the highest level of situation awareness, level three, is where you do projections of the future. You actually get ahead of the current moment, and you think about what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, 15 minutes from now. And good commanders are going to do this when they're on the scene of an incident because it's vitally important not to just command in the current moment, but to be able to envision the future as to what's going to happen. How is this building being affected? How is it being decomposed? What's happening when we're putting all the weight of the water inside? And what's the fire doing deteriorate the structural components? And so on. And this is being able to predict, to be able to project the future and anticipate those bad things that can happen before they happen. So where does firefighter accountability tie into this? Well, from a commander's perspective, to be able to predict the future, the commander has to know where everyone is and what everyone is doing. So if you're the commander at the scene, or you're the commander of your incident is at the scene, they need to know the crew size, the ability of the crew, and that's pretty important, especially if you're from a volunteer department where people are coming from home and you're assembling your crews kind of ad hoc. You know, you respond to the station and you put four or five people on the truck and they respond out to the scene. That doesn't mean that every four or five that come together are fully trained and highly experienced. So as part of your size up as a commander, you're looking at not only your crew size, but the abilities of your crews. And the commander needs to know the crew size, the abilities of the crew. They have to know what assignment they were given, where they're located, what progress they're making, and what challenges they're having. Because the commander has to fit where all the crews are and what the crews are doing into this model that they're forming in their head to figure out what's going to happen next. And if the commander is on the scene and they don't know where the crews are and what the crews are doing, they can't possibly be able to predict the future, because what those crews are doing is creating the future. And if the commander loses accountability of where those crews are at and what they're doing, it messes up their movie that they're trying to play forward, and it won't be accurate. So the accountability reports that you build into your department should include the crew size, the location of the crew, what task they're performing, what progress they're making, and what challenges they're having. This allows the commander then, those are clues and cues. This allows, and that's what's needed for level one situation awareness. So those things allows the commander to take those clues and cues, process them into what's going on right now, and to be able to predict the future of what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, 15 minutes from now, based on the progress that this crew is making and based on the challenges that they're having. So, for example, you might hear an accountability report. The feedback from an accountability report goes something like, engine 31, on the second floor, crew of four, conducting a primary search, two rooms completed, high heat and low visibility. So that's the crew size, their location, what tasks they're performing, what progress they're making, what challenges that they have. The commander is then able to plug this into their mental model and say, okay, are they where I thought they were supposed to be? Are they doing what I thought they were supposed to be doing? They have accountability for their crew. I know how much of the work they have done already, and I know how much of the work they have left to do. So the incident commander can put that information into this mental movie that they're forming and play that forward and figure out, you know, how much longer it's going to take them to get the job done, and factor in the things like they reported, high heat and low visibility. What's contributing to that? Did the commander expect to hear that? And if they did, what can they do about it to help that crew out? So think about recent incidents that you've been on and where you've had crews on the inside and the commander on the outside. And when you're thinking about firefighter accountability, when you're the crew on the inside, think about it in the concept that the commander who's outside has to know your crew size, where you're at, what you're doing, the progress that you're making, and the challenges that you're having. If you're the commander on the outside, imagine how beneficial it is for you to have this information from each of your crews, because it helps you to form the proper mental model about what's going on, and it will help you to be able to be a better predictor of the future events. That's firefighter accountability from the perspective of a fireground commander's situation awareness. Stay safe, have a productive and healthy year.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.